During the Lenten season, we survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. To borrow the words of Isaac Watts, see from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. So as we look up at Jesus on the cross, we see sorrow, certainly his sorrow, for the sins of God's creatures and the sins of God's people. And as we look up, we sorrow also because we know that we are also at fault in putting those sins on Jesus because of our sins. But certainly mingled with that sorrow is love, the immense love of God that led him to rescue us who were destined to perish in hell. And so he sent his son. And then think of the love of Jesus that was willing to go up there on that cross and suffer the punishment we deserved. Sorrow and love flow mingled down. And now what is our reaction to this sorrow and love? Isaac Watts answers, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. And that is certainly in line with what the Apostle Paul wrote. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Now, King Hezekiah of Judah was still living in the Old Testament, in the shadow times, when he brought animal sacrifices to the Lord in accordance with God's word. But the Bible certainly makes it clear that King Hezekiah did more than just bring animal sacrifices. He also brought himself to God as a living sacrifice in service to his Lord. But that's what we read in Scripture, 2 Chronicles 31. He did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandment to seek his God, he did it with all his heart. So Hezekiah understood a little bit of what Isaac Watts meant when he talked about giving his life, his soul, his all to the Lord. Now, what led King Hezekiah to do this, to serve the Lord with his whole heart? Certainly it was the promise of God that God had made to his people, the coming promise of the Savior. Hezekiah was of the family of David, and it was to the house of David in particular that this promise was given. One of David's own descendants would be the king who would rescue his people and rule forever. And Hezekiah had at this very time in his court, or in his kingdom, the prophet Isaiah, who continually reminded the people of this coming Son of David, the wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, that was on his way. And so it was this promise of God that led Hezekiah to devote himself entirely to the Lord. And the Holy Spirit worked through Hezekiah and Isaiah to bring about a great blessing on the whole land. We read that as this word of God was broadcast through the land, the people brought an amazing outpouring of gifts for the Lord's work, for the work in the temple, for the support of the priests and the Levites. We read, as soon as the commandment was circulated, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of grain and wine, oil and honey, and of all the produce of the field. So God's love for them and the blessings that he had given them brought about a sincere love for the Lord. We are told that they brought so many gifts that there were heaps, piles of produce all over the place. too much, more than they needed. When Hezekiah and the leaders came and saw the heaps, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel. So Hezekiah goes to the high priest and asks him, what are all these heaps doing here? What's going on? And the high priest answered, since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and have plenty left. For the Lord has blessed his people, and what is left is this great abundance. These many gifts did not go to waste. They went to the priests and the Levites and all those that worked on the temple, to all the workers and their families, to all the poor and needy in the land. The Bible says to their little ones and their wives, their sons and daughters, the whole company of them. So God delights in showering his gifts to his people and expecting them to use those gifts for his service. And that's what they did. And now we think, if Hezekiah and his people, having the promises of the Savior to come, were so moved that they brought all of these gifts in heaps for the Lord and his people and his servants, we think to ourselves, what about us? For our God has shown his love so immensely to us that he has given us also heaps of blessings. Heaps here, heaps there, all kinds of good things, so that our workers for the Lord are being taken care of. There's plenty. It says right here that they had enough to eat and had plenty left. And certainly we can say the same thing about ourselves. As far as the physical blessings are concerned, God has given us a school, teachers, people to study his word. And of course, the greatest blessing of all is the forgiveness of sins through Christ. His suffering and death for us took care of that sin problem for us. Then his resurrection from the dead, which we will be celebrating in a few weeks. Just think of what that means. The defeat of death itself. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, who has established peace by his suffering and death, and demonstrated that he won the victory by his glorious resurrection. Certainly then, such love, so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all. Let us sing with Isaac Watts this hymn, 175, all stanzas.